somebody else and say, well, this pile here is mine and that pile there is.
Yours.
Okay. Do they always have this much traffic around here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Baptist College. Mm-hmm. Down the road.
They go from that Baptist over to this one.
There has two, well, this is a high school, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the dorms here in the college and the classrooms, I think you're aware, and the chapels over there, Baptist.
Oh, I see.
This, what's his name?
That's grade school, too, I guess.
Yeah, it's grade school. It's everywhere.
I don't know.
And dorms.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But that's a Baptist place down there and not a public one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was wondering, because we just got there, just that we noticed those buses and stuff. We figured this.
Yeah, that was Baptist.
They
bus them in from all over, from Illinois and Hammond and all over.
Mm-hmm. You probably read in the paper about what happened here a while back. Some at their Sunday school in Hammond, they brought a bunch from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a big write-up in the paper about it. And they're still on the, what is it? They had this predator, I forget his name now, Kyle? Kyle, that's his name, and that's the college goes by.
Mm-hmm.
And they had his son that is supposed to have roughed up some kids from Chicago.
Because they didn't behave on the bus, I guess.
I don't know what it was all about. Anyhow, they roughed him up a little bit. And they didn't take the kids back on the bus. They left them stranded. The parents had to come back out of Chicago to pick him up.
I think I did remember seeing that. Didn't they file a lawsuit or something? Or they complained to the state family services or whatever they...
Yeah, there's still some.
Because if somebody, do you figure it was legitimate? Or do you think it's... You think the guy really did it, or
it's legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
From what I've heard, other things that I didn't know about, then when this came out, yes, it mm-hmm. coincides with other treatment like that I've read about.
Yeah, they forced these, and sort of forced them into going to the Sunday school.
Mm-hmm.
You bribe them with, money and candy and all that, just to get a big attendance, mm-hmm. so they can keep up their. Claim that they're the biggest Sunday school in the country.
In the world, I guess they're.
Yeah, the world's biggest Sunday school, it says.
That's right. I remember seeing they have little blue buses, or big blue buses.
And they're all junkers that keep breaking down along the way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they should have 60 kids in, they put 120.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not safe. You know, anybody knows that. If you look at the buses,
I don't know how the state lets them get by with it.
They must be paying off some money. They have to be. Because, they look like they're pretty good. I don't know, they must have got a bunch of money someplace and bought some new buses. But that was not to see this road and down to the college down there, which is about two and a half miles. There'd be four of them standing along the road.
Mm-hmm.
Broke down. So, you know they were junk.
You figure they got to be replaced, they're probably just all...
Their buses, the other school corporations dump and then they reuse them. That's
what it is. Well, if you have an old bus or something like that, you figure it isn't worth fixing. You figure it's just all completely...
It's shot.
Or in other words, saying it's shot, it's just totally
wrecked.
Well,
unusable? No.
Well, it's been used too much. It's just totally.
It's all done with.
Okay. How about using the word war? Really?
What?
Wore out.
Wore out. Yeah. It could be wore out.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah. What was this? That was what we came down. What's this street here? It's called Joliet.
Joliet.